Thanks for joining us as we continue our Christmas Advent series. This week, we're going to look at peace, the peace that only Jesus can give us. Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. All right, so 700 years before the birth of Christ, the nation of Israel, they were in dire straits. Their political, moral, military, and spiritual pillars were crumbling. Civil war had split the country in two. In 722 BC, the Assyrians swept through the northern kingdom and took them captive. The prophet Isaiah did not hold back on God's words of judgment. However, his message included the promise for coming peace. Someone was coming who would change the course of history. 22 times Isaiah promised that a deliverer was on the way. He told them that even though they were walking in darkness, one day they would see a great light. And in our passage today, that promise was fulfilled. The promise was not a politician who came to change the laws of the land, not a philosopher who came to teach morality, didn't come with a moral leader or a military leader ready to take troops to battle. But the promise did not appear as a religious leader, paving a way for man to work his way to God. The promise became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The promise was called Emmanuel, who would finally and forever bring peace. In a world of chaos, do you have the peace that only Jesus can bring? Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth. Thank you for dwelling among us. Thank you for dying on a cross for our sins. Thank you for living in us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.